Welcome to Goofy Kids.
Once upon a time, there lived three wise men from east of Jerusalem. They were wealthy beyond compare, but their true wealth lay in their hearts and minds. For they knew that a savior would come to earth one day. They believed the stars in the night sky told a wonderful story of creation, but would soon tell a story of redemption. This story, regardless of your age, circumstance, or color, would change the course of history forevermore. The earth would ascribe this tale to the one true and living God for generations to come, before these wise men set out on a journey to meet the Savior in Bethlehem. Each pondered the perfect gift for such a glorious day. But there was one boy who overheard the great news and longed to celebrate with the three wise men and the new king. This is the tale of the three wise men and the little drummer boy, the perfect gift for a king. Long ago, on a lonely hill in the far east, sat an observatory made of the finest gold. It was draped in handmade monogrammed gold detailing and had crystal clear glass windows and marble floors imported from the Italian coast. The halls were so long and wide that they talked back to you when you spoke to them. And at the very top of the building, where the pinnacle kissed the heavens, there were the most stunning views of the night sky. Three wise men stayed here day and night studying the patterns and stories within the stars. Outside there lived a poor boy who would often beg for food in the village square. He was an orphan and a child of few words. Every day in the town square, he'd listen to the liveliness of the marketplace, the pinging of money exchanging hands, the smell of sweet delights at the bakery, and the shouts of money-hungry merchants trying to make a profit. And on, he would play his drum to the lively beat of the market. On this particular day, it was so hot in the town square that the merchants closed their shops to rest. The little boy was so thirsty from the heat and quite hungry, but no one would give him shelter, food, or water. He wanted to cry. He felt so alone. But suddenly he remembered an old well he used to visit with his mother to get the sweetest water just a few miles down the road. So he took his drum and began to walk. When the boy reached the well, he quickly lowered the bucket down, collecting as much water as he could, and then began to pull it back up with all of his strength. The water was as sweet as he remembered it, scooping up the water into his mouth. He was so thirsty he flipped over his drum and filled it with the sweet water, drinking from it like a cup. Just then, a man approached the well. "Hello, young man," he said. "May I get some water?" The young boy was so embarrassed, for the man was draped in the most expensive silk robe and decked with gold jewellery. "Sorry, I was just thirsty," the boy said as he made way for the nobleman. "Are you hungry? Would you like to eat?" the man asked. The boy quickly nodded. "We have more than enough to share with you on this very hot day." The man pointed toward the observatory just over the hill. The boy had never seen something so beautiful. It looked like a palace fit for a king. He was reluctant and ashamed of his attire, for he alone wasn't worthy to step foot in a palace such as that. "I'll tell you what, you can sweep in the observatory, and I will pay you 3 gold coins a day," the man said. The boy was very grateful and agreed. Every day he would sweep the long halls of the observatory and listen as the three wise men studied the story of the stars. One day, while the boy was sweeping the halls, he overheard the three wise men discussing something peculiar. "The prophecy is coming to pass soon. The prophecy of the Israelites. One man shouted. His footsteps rang throughout the halls as he walked toward the others. A king in Bethlehem. Another said in astonishment, a star will form here very soon. The third pointed at a map filled with stars and planets. The boy listened in amazement. A new king that will light up the sky with a new star. The boy thought to himself, he must be very special. The boy looked up in the sky every night, never expecting to see something new. The boy was overjoyed. This king must be so powerful to make the sky change. The boy pondered to himself. The little boy continued to listen as the men spoke amongst each other. Gifts. We must bring the king a gift to show our appreciation. What do we bring for a king such as this? The wise men questioned. I can help, said the young boy. The wise men paused in astonishment, waiting to hear the profound words of the young boy. I am a poor boy who lives in the middle of the town square. People don't even notice me. They walk past me and do not even look my way. Oftentimes I am hungry and without food or water. You have let me stay here in this wonderful palace, and I am truly grateful. Every day I play my drum, and that brings me joy. Please take my earnings and lay them before the king. For I know that he is the son of God, and through him, hope and joy is found. He is everything I need. The wise men were amazed at the great wisdom that came from the young boy. In the coming months, the three wise men and the little boy traveled with them to Bethlehem to meet Jesus. The three wise men offered three gifts to baby Jesus: frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And the little drummer boy played his drum before the King of Kings. The end. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.